listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we have very important information for you because we're going to disclose, we're going to unravel, we're going to expose the truth about certain organizations and individuals that you need to know about. Now, let me start first with this. We're going to get into, by the way, an organization that some of you may have heard of called Lucis Trust, which was formerly known as Lucifer Publishing. And it was birthed out of the occult Luciferian teachings of Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky, the famous occult female guru teacher who inspired people like Adolf Hitler, the United Nations, and other groups and individuals open to the occult. Now, this is what the purpose of today's program is all about, and I need your help in spreading this message far and wide. And my thanks to each and every one of you that have done that. It's been a great help. We're reaching far more numbers of people than we have before. And that's after being taken down and censored and everything else. So this message is extremely important because there's no way you can win a spiritual battle or a spiritual war unless you know precisely who it is that you are engaged in spiritual warfare with. Now, the United Nations didn't just, you know, materialize one day out of nowhere. I grew up in New York City, and the United Nations, they started to build it. I don't know when it was completed, in 1948. As far back as I can remember as a child, running around Manhattan and even visiting it the last number of times I was back there, I did some video. I shot some video right in front of the United, right on the grounds of the United Nations. And the United Nations, it's there because of the Rockefeller fortune. Rockefeller paid for the real estate price value, because the territory that it's on is on Manhattan Island, and it's like, it's priceless. And it's a gigantic facility. You've seen it. Interestingly enough, as my mind is flashing in memory of what the UN looks like, I had what you could call a minor epiphany, because I realized as I was flashing back in my mind, thinking of the architectural design of the UN, it is the proverbial phallic symbol next to the womb. You have this giant dome-shaped structure, and then next to it, you have this giant, I guess you'd call a skyscraper, except that its width is relatively thin. And its height, it goes way, way up. So in occult thinking, in occult architecture, that would still be considered, in, let's say, Freemasonry, the Illuminati, or whatever, skull and bones, that would still be considered, the UN would still be considered the womb of Semiramis, going back to ancient Babylon, and the phallic symbol. Now, without getting gross and perverse, a phallic symbol goes back to ancient Babylon. The womb of Semiramis is always the womb architectural structures. Semiramis was having an affair. She was cheating on her husband. And then at one point, she chopped her husband's male organ off his body. I don't have to say anymore. And he died. And she needed a cover story. to keep her lie going in front of the people of ancient Babylon. So she said her husband, Nimrod, rose into the heavens and became Ra, R-A, the sun god. So whenever you see a phallic structure, that goes way back to Nimrod and his allegedly becoming Ra, the sun god. Now, the United Nations has two faces. The public face is a lie. If you ask me what the brand of the United Nations is, I would say it was built largely on a lie, because it presents itself as a compassionate, caring, global institution. Yet, when you examine its track record, I think you would agree with me that it is not loving, it's not compassionate. And more than that, when you dig into the history of the United Nations, and the history of the United Nations is very much intertwined and interlocked with this, they call it the plan, capital P-L-A-N, the plan. And the plan was an occult agenda conceived by Madame Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, who founded Lucifer Trust on the grounds of the United Nations. And the purpose of Lucifer Trust was to indoctrinate and evangelize world leaders coming to the UN in the satanic teachings and the Luciferian teachings of Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky. But back then, the public began to complain about the name Lucifer Publishing. It's not that it wasn't true. They are Luciferians. They're both passed away, but they're Luciferians. It says it in their books. Madame Blavatsky wrote a book entitled Lucifer. They're Luciferians. And make note of this, because we're going to dig deeper into this on today's edition of the Paul McGuire Report. Many, many people at the top of the organizational pyramid of what we call the globalist elite, the people behind the Great Reset and the New World Order, many of them, a large percentage of them, are Satanists and Luciferians. Now think about that. The people running the world, the people who have the overwhelming control of the world's wealth, because they constitute just 1% of the population of Earth, and the rest of the population of planet Earth, like you and me, we're the 99%. And never forget this, that the Luciferian elite, or the globalist elite, they only are 1% of the population. But as 1% of the population of planet Earth, they own and they control 99% of all the wealth and the gold and the assets. So think of looking at a gigantic PowerPoint presentation, and you see 1%, which represents the population of the super trillionaires, 1%. And then 99% of the people on planet Earth are either very poor, or the poor working class, or the middle class. They represent 99% of the population, and the globalist elite represent 1% of the population. Now, their goal is called the New World Order. They had a branding problem with the term New World Order, just like they had a branding problem with the term Lucifer Publishing. So the New World Order is now called the Great Reset, and Lucifer Publishing is now called Lucius Trust, L-U-C-I-S. And they used to be on the grounds of the UN, but now they have a large part of the building, if not the whole building, on 125, the address is 125 Wall Street. in the banking district of Manhattan. So, what I want to point out to you is that when we study these Luciferians, and not only are they Luciferians, but they pretend to be atheists, secular humanists, they pretend to be just purely scientific. That's their public mask. It's their disguise. But when you look behind the mask of the so-called secular humanist, what they really are is a hierarchy of Satanists, Luciferians, witches, and by witches I mean both male and female witches, and what they call the Luciferians that follow the light, which is rather untrue, or the Luciferians that follow the dark Luciferians that are like heavy-duty evil. All Luciferians are evil because they're serving the devil. So the public complained, and Lucifer Publishing became Lucis Trust and moved off-site of the United Nations. But their game plan is the same. Now, what is their game plan? And this is what I want you to really lock into. Their game plan is to bring about this new world order, which they now call the Great Reset. And they are deeply involved in the practice of occult rituals. They're deeply involved in the practice, hands-on, of Satanism, Luciferianism, witchcraft, the casting of spells, the utilization of occult forces and magical forces. And may I point out to you that if you think that when people say they're tapping into magical forces or satanic forces or whatever, and it's just, you know, like a circus act, like show, you're wrong. You're dead wrong. Because the people that are involved in the highest levels of occult, and this goes back to ancient Babylon, goes back to the ancient Egyptian Empire, and when you read the Bible and read the account of Daniel, you read the account of Joseph and other prophets and great men of God, you see that many times they are raised up within some of the most powerful occultic, satanic systems in the world. So, for example, both the king of Babylon, that Daniel interpreted his visions and dreams, and the Egyptian pharaoh that Joseph interpreted his vision of 7 years of plenty followed by 7 years of scarcity. But both of these great men of God, Daniel and Joseph, had to rise in power within a super heavy duty occult organizational structure. And what I want to pass on to you after years of research, and I've written about this extensively in my books, both the Pharaoh God King, there's a term I've invented called the Pharaoh God King system to describe this. So both the Pharaoh God King system and the head of Babylon, and let's say Queen Elizabeth in the time of England with Sir Francis Bacon, she totally relied on occult masters like Sir John Dee and Sir Francis Bacon for military guidance, for crying out loud. Now, all of these powerful world empires and kingdoms, they all had, you know, a huge staff of magicians, practitioners of the occult, witches, Satanists, prophets, but like false prophets, astrologers, alchemical magicians, soothsayers, clairvoyants. And if you dismiss it like a bunch of Halloween playtime stuff, you're missing a huge truth here. And that is, these men and some women who were the occult advisors to these pharaohs and to these kings, etc., their occult advisors had to be 100% accurate when they were called upon to do a supernatural interpretation of a dream or a vision of the pharaoh or whatever they were called on to do. They had to produce results. They had to be 100% accurate. If they were not 100% accurate all of the time, in all these ancient super civilizations, they were put to death. They were beheaded. They were beheaded. They were slaughtered. So that weeded out the phonies and the fakes real quick. Now remember, Daniel supernaturally interpreted the vision and the dreams of the king of Babylon. And he had to compete with all these, you know, Luciferian occult prophets. Same thing with Joseph. Now, in today's world, we in America and Great Britain and around the world don't think for a moment that the secret hidden occult systems have disappeared. They haven't disappeared. They've simply gone underground, and they hide what they do within secret societies, or they don't even hide what they do. Now the strategy is just to tell you right out on in the open what their plans are, and then they count on the fact that the average American or European or whatever is like so socially engineered and dumbed down that they won't even they can't even pay attention to what the occult Satanists and Luciferians are saying publicly. Okay, this is the point. They use Lucis Trust today, and Lucis Trust, and there's a bunch of organizations like that. That have to do with the United Nations and the Great Reset and the International Monetary Fund and the UN and climate change and on and on. And organizations like Goodwill Meditation Group and World Goodwill and all kinds of occultic organizations that work with the globalists and the UN. Now, they hold regular, what they call, cycle of conferences. And that means that they have a group of heavy-duty, high-level Luciferians, witches, meditators, occultists, Illuminati, who go into an area like where the World Economic Forum is going to hold its next meeting, where the UN will hold its next meeting on sustainable development, where Davos will hold its meeting, and where the G7 summit will be, and so on and so forth. And so these heavy-duty occult masters go into the area, and they do what would be called the equivalent of intercessory prayer, or the biblical equivalent of spiritual warfare. Except what they do are all satanic, occultic, Luciferian, and witchcraft-based forms of spiritual warfare. And according to their own words, they do this because their occult and satanic rituals are designed to release satanic energy, Luciferian energy, into these organizations and into things like the Great Reset and the World Economic Forum and all these globalist institutions. They're being supernaturally energized from power from another dimension, the spiritual world or the invisible realm. And these occult masters, connected with Lucifer Trust, are there during the entire conference, and they're there before and after the conference. And they as long as it's a major and a significant conference, these people travel from conference to conference. And what they're doing is releasing supernatural satanic energy. They're pulling it in from the powers of darkness into the earth to accomplish Satan's agenda in the earth. So they do this through using occult tools like occult visualization, occult meditation, chanting, performing Luciferian rituals, performing witchcraft rituals. And what this does, according to their own words, is that they then change the spiritual atmosphere or the spiritual energy that is hovering over these globalist events that shape the future of the world, like the UN, like the World Economic Forum, like the G7, like Davos, like the Bilderberg Group, and on, and UNESCO. So this is my point, and we could go on heavier and deeper, and I do. I've been writing about this for a long time, so you can read about this in much greater detail in my books like A Prophecy of the Future of America, Volume 1 and 2, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, Conquering the Matrix, The Day the Dollar Died, and other books which really open up this, these occultists like Alice Bailey. And by the way, Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky, hardcore occultists whose teachings were used by Hitler and Satanists and people at the UN, they received the details, they received their occult instructions and Luciferian instructions on how to change the spiritual atmosphere of any place, like a nation or the United Nations or whatever. They received their supernatural instructions from Tibetan spirit guides that they would channel. And then they would write down all this occultic teaching that the Tibetan spirit guide or the Tibetan demon power would channel through the mouth and being of Alice Bailey and Madame Blavatsky and others. They would channel the supernatural occultic teachings of these Tibetan high-level demons or high-level spirit guides. And when you see those pictures of what these giant spiritual centers, you know, they're like 200 years, 300 years old, but they're built on top of high places in the Himalayan mountains. And remember that Tibet, according to the Nazis, was one of the world's most powerful occultic Luciferian portals. And the swastika design comes from ancient Tibet. So these are all connected. Now, they changed the spiritual atmosphere over the place. So in just a moment, I want to explain with you, and by the way, if you go to paulmcguire.us, that's paulmcguire.us, you can get all those books at a discount and really open up to yourself this topic and related topics. Also, there's still time to pre-order at a financial discount Power from On High, which is finally edited. It's being sent to the printer, and then everyone who pre-ordered the book you get your copy rushed to you, priority mail, in order of when you purchased it. And your name already is printed, and your address is already printed on a mailing envelope ready to go. So we don't know how long we'll have the pre-order discount. We're going to have to pull it at some point. But if you want to get the book, and you should, it's a powerful book because it just doesn't deal with satanic power. It gives you a unique examination into the supernatural power of Almighty God. And that's something the Lord has put a burden on my heart to teach, because a lot of times, a lot of God's people get all fixated with occultic power. And I would say it is extremely important to have a basic understanding of how occultic power works. But to be sure that you don't get fixated or drawn into it. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. Visit now paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And I need your help in spreading these messages far and wide. One way you can do that is please go to the different sites we're broadcasting on, either in video or audio or whatever. So, for example, go to Rumble and become a subscriber. It's free. Go to Brighteon. It's free. We're on a ton of social media channels and all kinds of stuff. But it's very important that you sign up as a viewer, a watcher, a listener, or a subscriber. Again, we never charge money. It's all free. There's no charge for a subscription. But we need you to subscribe, because that gives us the clout that we must have to go into other areas where the doors are locked shut. But if you can show up to a social media company or any kinds of media company and say, look, I've got, you know, X amount of thousands of subscribers or viewers or watchers because you bothered to support me by signing up, cost you nothing. That gives us the clout we need to get our message out there. Because let me just say one thing in light of everything I just talked to you about. The globalist elite, the rich, some of the richest men and women on planet Earth, the billionaires and the trillionaires. I could name their names. I'm not right now. But they finance Lucis Trust, formerly Lucifer Trust. They finance these occultic and satanic organizations. The richest people in the world. So you can imagine they have an infinite budget to do social media, films, television, conferences, books, speaking tours. You see, they have billions of dollars to spend financing their satanic evangelists. Now, I'm not complaining. With God, all things are possible. But I need you, the person that the Lord is tapping on your heart. All I'm asking you to do is subscribe and like and visit. So we have visible numbers and visible proof that we can use to be blunt, to smash down the doors that they're trying to erect to totally censor us. And we can't preach the gospel, we can't save souls, and we can't expose the darkness and how to defeat it if we're locked out of the social media platforms. Okay? So this is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in a bunch of nanoseconds. All right, this is the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Welcome to wherever you are on planet Earth or in the United States. You know, I get mail, correspondence, and emails from people all over the world. So we're a small ministry, but we have a global outreach. And it's not a soft global outreach. We teach the truth of God's word, but we also teach people how to walk in the supernatural and how to rely on God and the power of his Holy Spirit in your life and in spiritual warfare in general. Okay, so I am going to mention something. There are many powerful billionaires who finance things like Lucis Trust, which is formerly called Lucifer Publishing, like the Gates Foundation. UNESCO is funded by the Gates Foundation. UNESCO was developed by Julian Huxley, the brother of Aldous Huxley. And Julian Huxley was the world's first transhumanist and hated the Bible. And his job was to set up a global world curriculum for every school that was humanistic and attacked Christianity. And he's dead now, but he accomplished that. Now, the Gates Foundation helps to finance UNESCO, Common Core. Many of you think Common Core is great. That's the biggest sucker punch I've ever seen in any kind of educational system. Because, I mean, think about it. Your child gets a high grade that's contingent upon your child memorizing what the teacher said or memorizing any literature or video that it was required to watch. So your child's grade is based on memorization. Memorization is not the same as learning. Learning involves cognitive abilities and all kinds of things. An educated child is a child that learns. A dumbed-down child, socially engineered to be stupid, is a child that can only memorize. It doesn't matter whether you understand what you're memorizing. You simply memorize it and you spout it back like a parrot. And isn't it interesting that this Luciferian global organization financed by billionaires, that there's a connection, a Luciferian connection between the education of your school children and the schools and the Luciferian teachings? I mean, wake up, smell the coffee. Now you know why so many of Christian kids leave their faith. It's not because, get it out of your mind. It's not because you were a terrible parent. Quit taking false guilt upon you. I guarantee you, you weren't a perfect parent. I wasn't a perfect parent. That's not what counts. What counts is you showed up and you gave it your best. Some of you did great, some of you kind of failed. It doesn't matter. At least you tried. At least you tried. Remember, you had an enemy that you probably didn't know about. And that enemy was the social engineering, the occult UNESCO, and all this other stuff going on in the educational materials. And nobody can expect you to be an expert on everything. Nobody can. But while you weren't aware, and I'm not putting anybody down, while you weren't aware of what was going on, they were brainwashing your children and still are with Luciferian principles. You say, I don't believe that? I mean, how stupid can you be? Watch any television program, episodic TV, watch the music industry, watch films, music videos, concerts, Super Bowl games, when you have the celebrity, you know, like Madonna or whoever the big shot performer is. And notice with your own baby blue eyes, or your dark eyes, or your green eyes, or dark brown eyes, or I don't care what color your eyes are, notice with your eyes that there are gigantic symbols of representing hardcore occultism, hardcore Satanism, hardcore Illuminati stuff on TV all over the place. They're using the devil's hand sign with their hands, their fingers. They got the Illuminati symbols, the Baphomet, which is this demonic, satanic-looking man, goat-like creature that represents Satan sitting on a throne. Think about this. I don't know how many states this has happened in, but it's happened in a bunch of states that on federal property, okay, or on the property of the government of that state, in a prominent space, there is a giant statue of this Baphomet, lizard-like statue of Lucifer or Satan sitting on a throne and with all these satanic symbols on him. He's sitting on a throne and he's reaching out with his left hand and his right hand as two children, one's a boy, one's a girl, two innocent children walk forwards towards Lucifer in this giant statue chiseled out of rock or something. And it represents, the symbolism represents Satan taking control of your child's life, or Lucifer taking control of your child's life. That's how brazen and in your face it has become. Okay, enough of that. I talk about all my experiences as well as research in this subject matter in my book, Power from On High, which you really need to get. And I'm saying that not because I want to see you buy the book, which of course I do, but my main urgency in telling you to get the book before we sell out of the first printing, and that is we are on the threshold of either, we're on the precipice, we're like, from God's perspective in heaven, we are right on the edge of the most powerful revival in human history in the United States. It will be birthed in the United States and spread across the world. And I'm talking about an authentic, biblical Third Great Awakening or an authentic biblical revival. I'm not saying the whole society is going to be magically changed, but a remnant, a minority of God's people, men and women of all ages who love God, who are praying to God right now, God is going to answer the prayer of all of you who are faithful intercessors and who have been interceding and praying for our nation day and night for the last 3 or 4 years especially, because it's been one, let's be honest, one nightmare after another. And God has heard your prayers and my prayers. And say, don't say, oh, I don't think he heard my prayers because I've sinned and blah, 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 blah. Your sins, if you ask God to forgive you, are cleansed by the blood of Jesus. He doesn't even see your sins anymore. So get over it. Not only that, he has imparted his righteousness in you. So when he looks at you, when God looks at you, he sees you as pure and holy. I believe we're on the precipice of a literal explosion of the Holy Spirit in the invisible realm or the spiritual realm. A literal explosion of the dunamis, dynamite power of the Holy Spirit within a remnant church. And this explosion of the Spirit of God in the spiritual realm, I believe God is going to burn up, blow up, and destroy the previous domination that Satan and the demonic powers and the witches and the Luciferians who have been illegally controlling our nation and the peoples of our nation. But the only reason they were able to do it is because they actually showed up to the plate and engaged in the spiritual warfare, and they actually began to use the supernatural occultic powers they had. While conversely, the vast majority of the evangelical church has been asleep, has doubted that it has theologically enshrined the idea, the lying idea, that it's not possible to have a biblical revival or a biblical great awakening. That's impossible. The only thing that's possible is a counterfeit revival, and that's of the devil. Look, I hate to break it to you, but if you were even to exercise the most minimal laws of logic, rationalism, and reason, and think through your theological position from a perspective of logic and reason, you would realize to have that belief that there cannot be a biblical revival or a biblical third great awakening because there are counterfeit revivals is not properly interpreting the Word of God. And it is bad exegesis, and it is it's a complete massacre of rightly dividing the Word of God. Of course there can be a revival. Now, we're not saying, and I'm not saying, that God's going to spray magic pixie dust over all the Christians and all our problems are going to go away. They're not. Things are going to intensify. But if we will open up to the power of God as individuals first, then in groups, then intercessory prayer and praying for our nation and praying for the heads of our nation, that will, if we repent in our prayers, if we're sincere in our prayers, and by that I mean we're following the precepts of the Word of God, and we come boldly to the throne of grace to find an ever-present help in time of trouble, and we cry out to God for his help, God will hear us, his faithful remnant, and he'll move in us and among us. And every person who has cried out to God, you will begin to experience and see the flow of the supernatural power of God, the power of the Holy Spirit, move through your life. And you will notice more people being saved, more of your prayers being answered, more spiritual victories in your life. God is right on the edge of doing that. What is the determining factor is this. It's not that God doesn't want to do it. It is certainly not a biblical belief that God doesn't want revival, only counterfeit revival in the last days, unless you misinterpret the Bible. The determining factor of whether or not God's power is released among his people is entirely based on you and I coming to boldly to the throne of grace through the blood of Jesus Christ and asking God, repenting, praying, calling on God, crying out to God, and asking God to move through our lives, to move through the remnant church, and to move in our nation. God wants to answer that prayer, but what will determine whether or not he does answer that prayer or not is if we, God's people, God's remnant church, if we obey him, if we align ourselves with his laws, if we appropriate the blood of Jesus to cleanse us of all sin, if we use our faith to apprehend the promises of God, etc., then yes, 100%, God will move and he will release his power on the church, and he will release his godly power through the Holy Spirit into America so it can fulfill its prophetic destiny. Yes, God wants to do that. Now, the Bible teaches us that we have opposing forces in the spiritual realm, and they're organized by the fallen angels Lucifer, or Satan, the father of lies, the demonic powers, the territorial spirits, and all those people who have sold their souls to Satan in order to have wealth or whatever it is that they want. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Jesus is in us. When we appropriate the supernatural power of Jesus in spiritual warfare, we have a superior authority over the devil in Christ. We have superior spiritual power over the demonic powers due to our authority in Jesus Christ. We have, they talk, boast about changing the spiritual atmosphere in the spiritual world, you know, at the conferences at the United Nations and the World Economic Forum. We can do that and much, much more if we would actually direct our intercessory prayers into that direction. God Almighty has given us his supernatural power to bind and loose. Whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Our authority comes from our faith in Jesus Christ. Now, witchcraft and Luciferians attempt to counterfeit that authority, and they have what are called binding and loosing spells, where they stop something or they release something. All that is a satanic imitation of the supernatural, superior authority that God has given us. So this is the critical issue. I don't know what the real story of each and every one of the globalist elite is, but there's a significant percentage of Luciferians masquerading as humanists or transhumanists, and there's just a significant percentage of Satanists. It is these people who are the driving force behind the one-world government, the one-world religion, the one-world economic system, the mark of the beast, nanochip technology, the genetic editing, and this whole global great reset, which is nothing more than rebranded communism or rebranded Marxism. And so what's really behind it all is satanic power. And we need to interpret the Word of God accurately, step up our game, and understand that God has educated every Christian, potentially, if they'll bother to read his Word. We will see very quickly that God has given us the weapons of our warfare that are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds or satanic arguments against us. We can be clothed in power from on high. Now, the minute the remnant church, like you and others, the minute you begin to sense, because you're repenting and praying and coming to God, the minute you begin to sense that God is filling you with his Holy Spirit, that he's clothing you with power from on high, you will notice that you are walking and living your life under a stronger anointing than you were before. It's kind of like David could not have conquered Goliath if God did not first anoint him with the Holy Spirit. Joshua and Caleb could not have conquered the giants in the Promised Land unless God first anointed them with the power of God and gave them a faith-based perception based on the Word, where they saw themselves, Joshua and Caleb, as giants, and Joshua and Caleb perceived the giants as grasshoppers. And then God's power moved on the giants, and the giants perceived themselves as grasshoppers and perceived Joshua and Caleb and those men as giants. God can do the same thing in this spiritual battle for America. Now, we have to move quickly because time is running out. Remember, all throughout human history, this is not strange, all throughout human history, there has been a secret relationship between Satanists, occultists, witches, secret societies, and emperors and kingdoms and rulers. Everything from Adolf Hitler and the Nazis were heavily involved in the occult. Queen Elizabeth in the 1600s was heavily involved in the occult. The pharaohs, the Nimrod, the head of Babylon, and all these power centers throughout human history. Behind the throne, there was an all-out spiritual war between the demonic realm and the angelic realm, between the power of the witches and the power of men and women filled with the Holy Spirit who know how to use their spiritual warfare weapons. We've got to use it quickly because the window of opportunity that's open for us now, it won't stay open forever. And things are becoming extremely serious. So what you have to understand is that all of the things that appear to be happening in your life and my life, that appear to be accidental, random chance, spontaneous, or simply chaos. I'm talking about vaccinations. I'm talking about fallout from the vaccines. I'm talking about the cashless society. I'm talking about genetic engineering. I'm talking about embedding nanochip implants, wireless technology, computer to brain, brain to satellite, electronic totalitarianism. All of these things that are happening now are energized by the highest echelon Satanists and Luciferians and their secret societies on planet Earth. But God wants us not to freak out at that. It's important that we know that. But we need to know also what God has told us in His Word. And God has taught us in His Word, in chapter after chapter of the Bible, about the supernatural power that He's given His people, that He's given Christians, everything from being clothed with power from on high in the book of Acts, then on the disciples, everything like the Spirit of God anointing people in the Old Testament, God anointing ordinary believers today. So I believe, I'm not saying I guarantee it. I'm not saying I'm prophesying that this is going to happen. But I believe that it is the will of God and the desire of God to release a revival with such power, with such a huge amount of souls saved, with such a smashing of the powers of satanic darkness. I believe it's the desire of God to release His supernatural power on the earth at a level that has not been seen, let's say, since the first century. Now, how large a revival that is, I think that's dependent upon how willing are God's people, Christians, how willing are we to cooperate in obedience, intercessory prayer, repentance, and calling on God and engaging in spiritual warfare in the invisible realm. God is calling us to enter the spiritual battle. If we will obey God and do what He's telling us to do, I believe that we're on the precipice of igniting a revival that is so powerful, where the power of God, dunamis, the dynamite power of God, literally explodes in the spiritual realm. And we see a reversal. To what degree, I have no idea. But we see, let's just say, a substantial or partial reversal of our steady march into hell. Somebody has to put the brakes on our steady march into hell, or we will not be around. Just look what's happening. There is catastrophic crisis everywhere, from World War III, Russia, China, nukes, weather modification. I mean, the list goes on. Cashless society. But if we pray, God will move. If we pray, just like in your personal life, God will step into the picture. So I believe, I don't know how many of you have lived through times of real revival. I have on a number of occasions and seasons. I've lived through real revival. And those of you that know what I'm talking about, it's like the power of God just rips through churches and communities and schools and all kinds of things. And people are saved and demonic strongholds are disintegrate. I mean, we're talking in the good sense of the word, hardcore stuff of the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, I got saved through the Jesus movement, which was an example of a biblical revival where God released his supernatural power on rebels and hippies and radicals like me, and he supernaturally saved us. And I saw the power of God rip through campuses, hardcore secular campuses like the University of Missouri, Harvard, Yale, MIT. The power of God ripped through these institutions. God wants to do that with our whole society. But you and I need to step up to the plate and obey God. I'm asking you directly to help me engage in this spiritual warfare in ways like I suggested before. Signing up to marking that you are a viewer, a watcher, like on all the different social media, video, audio platforms. We need finances to win the war because we need finances to expand the technology and other things we need to expand our outreach of truth and preaching the gospel. Remember, the other side is financed by billionaires. But if you will simply obey whatever God is telling you to give, then that's all you're responsible for, giving what God tells you to give. And then I need your help in spreading our message and spreading our links. So all you got to do is visit paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. Now let's just revisit for a second one thing. These people are very serious. They are secretly, many of them, actual servants of Satan and Lucifer. And therefore, they believe in supernatural power. While you've got a huge percentage of the Christian church not believing in supernatural power, the Luciferians do believe in supernatural power. We need to turn that around, and I need your help in doing it. Visit paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us.